Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, I get a lot of mail. I get a lot of email. I get a lot of nice notes on social media. And sometimes people say, hey, I think you might be interested in this, or this could be of interest. And a lot of the time you go, well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. And then you move on, you know, because it's not a particularly interesting story. And then every once in a while, I get a note like I got from PJ Morrissey. And PJ sent it to me at 9:51 p.m. the other night. I read it and responded to him less than 10 minutes later going, oh my gosh, I so want to tell your story. Well, let me rephrase it. I want your story to be told. And I want your sister's story to be told. So I am happy to say that PJ Morrissey is joining us. PJ, thanks for being here, buddy.
No problem, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want everybody to know the story. First of all, tell everybody you're 16 years old. You're a student at Monacan High, right?
Yep. I'm currently a junior. And at the beginning of October, my family and I started this bracelet business for my sister who has cerebral palsy. She also goes to Monacan, and she's 20 years old. And she's kind of found her passion making bracelets since she's been doing it since she was a little girl. In occupational therapy. So,
all right, well, don't just stop with that. Come on, PJ, this is an amazing story. I want everybody to know. Now, tell everybody about your sister and where she's sort of gotten to in her life and why she's gotten there.
So, back in 1998 when she was born, the doctors didn't really think that she'd be able to do a lot on her own and she'd be very dependent on our family. But she's continued to prove us wrong day to day. You know, they never thought she'd be able to walk, and here she is 20 years later walking by herself with some assistance sometimes. And now she's living her passion by making bracelets, and which is just amazing.
So the young lady's name is Emily. We should point that out because it's important to note that it's Emily's bracelets that that I want people to reach out and get because I think they'd be wonderful as Christmas gifts, stocking stuffers, just a little something to let people know that you're thinking of the right things for the right reasons. Now, Emily, as you point out, Emily has any number of challenges, and I'm listening to your story, PJ. I'm listening to Emily's story, and I'm thinking about my daughter, who, same sort of thing. They say, well, you know, she's never going to walk. She's never going to crawl. Forget walk. She's never going to crawl, and then she starts crawling. She's certainly never going to walk, and now she's walking, and frankly, we're all terrified because, my gosh, I don't know where she is. You know, she's off. She's exploring stuff, and she's looking for cookies is what she's doing.
Yep.
And Emily, your sister, is attending school. And tell me a little bit about what Emily does in school.
So she's in an eight-year program at Monacan. The first 4 years is educational, and then the second 4 years, they try to find jobs for the kids. So right now she's kind of in the middle, but she's worked at veterinary clinics, art stores, and stuff like that. So she is living her life, man.
Okay. All right. So cerebral palsy, that's a tough situation. That makes everything difficult, right?
Yep, definitely. You know, she has trouble doing daily tasks like that not everybody has to think about when they do, like getting dressed or like tying their shoes or anything like that. You know, she has to put a little bit extra work into it, but she doesn't mind. She overcomes.
Okay. Now tell me about some of these regular daily living tasks. You're alluding to some of them, but I don't know, food as an example. You mentioned getting dressed. What about Emily gets hungry? What you going to do?
Well, every day when she comes home from school, she walks in the door, goes into the fridge, has a yogurt and three Oreo cookies. So she's pretty independent with that.
Now here's the only thing I find wrong with that is that you got yogurt in there messing up those Oreo cookies. I would have gone for a few more Oreos, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
So how does she discover this passion and this skill and this talent she has for beads and beadwork?
So as a part of her occupational therapy, her therapist had her stringing these big beads onto things like pipe cleaners and strings. And she's been doing that since she was a little girl. And so a couple of years ago, she started like making seasonal ones for us, just for close family and friends. And then we kind of had this realization that, you know, maybe we'd be able to start this for her since she loves it so much. And it just makes her so happy and gives her this sense of pride and independence that is so great to see in her, because she's so dependent on us for so many things.
Well, and that's the thing, is that she's going to be independent, and yet there are going to be those moments, right, where she's always going to need somebody to help her, right?
Right, yep. She won't ever be able to live by herself, but I don't think she'll mind that.
No. You know, it's a tough thing. Here you are. Look, you're 16 years old, and I'm going to tell you something. I've got a 17-year-old. I've got a 14-year-old. I've got my daughter right there in the middle at 15. And most 16-year-olds, PJ, are blissfully unaware they even have siblings, right? They're so... Most of you guys, no offense, but most of you guys are so focused on yourselves, and here you are. I can hear the pride in your voice as you talk about your sister. You're a pretty cool guy.
Yeah, Emily has had a major impact on my life. I wrote a book my freshman year about kind of what it's been like and how I feel about the whole situation. But she has just opened so many doors and given me so many opportunities in life that have just changed me and molded me into who I am. I get to work with the other special education kids in her class and volunteer with the Special Olympics, which is just amazing to see. And promoting inclusion is something that is very important to me, and I try to include that in my everyday life. So,
well, PJ Morrissey is joining us. PJ is here talking about his sister, Emily. And a couple of things that I want people to be aware of. First of all, I have in front of me a copy of a book called Different, and PJ was kind enough not just to send it to me, but to inscribe it, which I absolutely love. And one of the things you say, there are no disabilities, there are just different kinds of abilities. That's it's a great observation and wonderful insight, PJ.
Yeah, so I love thinking that there's nothing that disables us. It's just everybody has different ways of doing things. And, you know, Emily ties her shoes with snap laces, whereas me and you might do the bunny thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a disability for her. That's just a different way of doing things for her and many other people like her.
Well, I'll tell you the other thing that I want to talk about, as we alluded to Emily's bracelets. Now, I have in front of me, you guys were kind enough to send me one of the Boston Red Sox World Series bracelets I'm a Red Sox fan. And was this actually made by Emily? This is a piece of her handiwork?
Yes, definitely. She loves doing it. She designs most of the bracelets. We kind of give her ideas sometimes. But we have the whole holiday selection available on the website, and she came up with all the things, and we ordered all the beads and everything, and she puts them all together and gets them ready to ship out.
Wow. Well, number one, it's beautiful. I will wear it with pride, and I want everybody to go over and take a look at emilysbracelets.com, emilysbracelets.com, and it says underneath there, special bracelets by a special girl, and that is... That's so true. I'm going to read the back of this because I just think people need to know. Your bracelet was handmade with love by me, Emily. I'm a young adult with cerebral palsy who has found her purpose making bracelets. My goal is to make sure that you smile while wearing your new bracelet. And a portion of the proceeds from the purchase of each bracelet is donated to the Special Olympics. Each bracelet is just as unique as I am. You can learn more about my story at emilysbracelets.com or on Facebook, and it's signed by your sister. PJ, I want people to get these bracelets. Again, emilysbracelets.com. And what about this book, Different? Because you've got a whole section in there. First of all, the photos are amazing. You're a good-looking crew. Don't let that go to
Thank
your
you.
Head, but you're a good-looking crew. You've got some stuff in there for siblings. of special needs kids. That's a tough, tough road for a lot of people who have a brother or sister with special needs.
Right. Yeah. If there's anybody out there like listening or reads the book, it's something that you should embrace, and it's a blessing that will change you for the better, and try to spread it to everybody around you.
Absolutely. So where do they get the book?
It's on Amazon.com. You can search different or my name and it'll pop up.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put up on our website, on all our social media, some links to get the book and links to emily'sbracelets.com and remind people. If they order now, can they get them in time to put them in stockings for Christmas?
Yes, definitely. Emily's Bracelets make a perfect stocking stuffer gift, and it's a great way to spread smiles during the holiday season.
Well, PJ, you're a good man, and Emily is fortunate to have you as a brother, and I think you're fortunate to have Emily as a sister.
Yes, definitely.
And I get the sense your folks are pretty good as well, but I don't want to go helping moms and dads take too much credit for stuff like this. You're a good guy, and I appreciate you being here again. Emily'sBracelets.com. Thank you, PJ. Thank you, Emily, for the beautiful gifts. And I want to have you back because I want to hear more about this story. Okay.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. That is PJ Morrissey again. If you're looking for a unique gift, a special gift, you should check out emily'sbracelets.com. Emily'sbracelets.com. I'll get some photos up. It's going to take, give me a while because I got to go get my phone and get it up on Facebook. But Emily is, as you heard from PJ, she's a beautiful young lady, 20 years old, cerebral palsy. She's got some challenges. And as part of her occupational therapy, she had to do things with beads, right? The princess does things with bigger bead-like items now, and I don't know that she'll ever be able to do what Emily's doing, but man, Emily is just on a tear here, and she designs these, and she makes them. She made one for me, this beautiful Red Sox World Series bracelet. It's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous, and I think it's something you should think about. Emily'sBracelets.com, and again, a portion of each sale goes to support the Special Olympics as well. And if you want to hear more from PJ, that's her brother. That's who was just on with us. You go to Amazon.com and look for Different. That's the name of the book, Different, by PJ Morrissey. Now, I've got a feeling, I didn't want to say it to PJ, but I've got a feeling we'll hear a lot more from PJ in the future. We may all wind up working for PJ at some point or voting for him for something. That's my sense. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.